Raw Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Mae teithio ar drên gyda Trafnidiaeth Cymru yn rhwydd. Talwch wrth fynd ar draws Metro De Cymru am brisiau arbennig. Tapiwch i mewn â'ch ffôn, oriawr neu gerdyn a thapiwch allan ar ôl ych chi gyrraedd. A gewch chi'r pris gorau yn automatic bob tro. Rhwydd! Chwiliwch talu wrth fynd TRC am fwy o wybodaeth. Gorsafoedd dethol yn unig. Pris gorau o'i gymharu o ffocynnau tebyg TRC. Mae tylerau ac ymodau'n berthnasol.
Celebrate St David's Day in Barry. Our weekend of award-winning family events starts on Saturday, February the 28th. From 10 till 3 in King's Square, we've an outdoor market filled with local Welsh traders selling fabulous food and craft, plus live music on stage from amazing local choirs and performers. There's fun and games in Central Park too, and the chance to meet some real dragons. The celebrations continue on the Sunday as the Daffodil Dash returns to Barry Island, and we've more live local music at the bandstand. Celebrate St David's Day in Barry. For details, search Barry Town Council.
Warm spaces, welcoming places. Across the Vale of Glamorgan, there is a network of warm spaces where everyone is welcome to spend some time. Warm spaces are free community places where you can stay warm, enjoy some company, and make use of the facilities available. These vary but can include a hot drink or free Wi-Fi. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Find your nearest warm space via our online map at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk. Just search Warm Spaces.
On FM, DAB, smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. South Wales police are appealing for help to find two missing teenagers. Roxy and Lacey, both 16 years of age, are missing from their homes as concerns mount. The two were last seen on Sunday afternoon in Mountain Ash and have links to Cardiff City Centre, Rhondda Valleys, Cynon Valley and Caerphilly. Police have urged that anyone with information on their whereabouts to get in contact. Welsh ice hockey teams have seen an upturn in attendance following the release of popular TV show Heated Rivalry. Fans and players hope that the show's success will culminate in further LGBTQ plus representation in ice hockey. Cardiff Devils, who hold frequent Pride Nights, have stated the interest in the sport has rapidly increased since the show aired. Senedd member Andrew Artie Davis has expressed his frustration with the exclusion of a potential railway station on the Vale of Glamorgan line. The South Wales Central representative stated his annoyance that St Efan was not prioritised in the most recent round of rail funding. Transport for Wales had internally listed plans for a St Efan station, though it is considered a long-term plan rather than a contemporary priority. The Vale of Glamorgan Council is set to engage with residents over the future of Barry's formerly Wilko Superstore. The building was bought by the council in late 2025 as part of a wider commitment to rejuvenate Barry's town centre. The council have stated their intent to remain in constant communication with residents over transforming the space to suit their needs. A long-standing member of Barry Athletic Bowls Club has written his life story 30 years after being interviewed for a television programme, Operation Pied Piper. At 91 years old, John Holmes has now released his book titled The Evacuee, A True Story, stating that the idea came from the TV show. Holmes also dedicated the book to his late wife Liz. In sport, Wrexham claimed the Adran Trophy for the first time in their club's history after beating Cardiff City on penalties. Goalkeeper Liz Craven proved decisive after saving Cardiff's first two penalties as the Red Dragons won 4-2 in the shootout. The teams meet again in just 5 days in the Adran Premier.
Children.
keep the faith.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to be having a look back at how your Vale football teams got on in action over the weekend. We're going to also take a little look back at how Wales got on in their latest Six Nations game where they took on Scotland. We're going to be looking forward to your Vale rugby teams in domestic action this weekend coming. And we're joined by the general manager of Barrytown United, that's Daly. He's coming in to talk to me about the excitement around the Nathaniel MG Cup final, which takes place in 5 days' time from today. Yes, it takes place on Saturday. So all that and more still to come here at Bro Radio.
Never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice.
Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. We'll again. Maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I'm for silence, and some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the
your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off with the football. And Barrytown United beat Connorskey Nomads at home 1-0. And it was an Ollie Hulbert 90th minute goal that decided the game. Barry are now 4 points off third place in the league, but they've got an important match next up. They are in the Nathaniel MG Cup final on Saturday, where they take on TNS. And later in the show, we're going to be talking to Daly from Barrytown United to get all the excitement towards that fixture. But in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United ladies, their next game is away to Britton Ferry on Sunday. They didn't have a game this weekend. And Lantwick Major, they lost 2-1 in the Cymru South to Newport City. And it was a Thomas Tweedy with an early goal for Lantwick Major. But Clayton Farrar levelled before half-time. Then Kyron Steadman with the winner. And that leaves Lantwick Major 11th in the league. And they've got a game tomorrow where they're away to Unaseer Albion. And Kyron Ely were also in Cymru South Action, and they went down 4-3 at home to Carmarthen Town. Surprisingly, there was no goals in the first half, but the goals flowed in the second half, starting with a Connor McManara own goal. Joshua Jodder next on the score sheet. Tim Parker's goal for Coralili was immediately cancelled out by Luke Cummins, and Tim Parker was at it again, scoring in the 73rd minute. Thomas McLean with a penalty had the game all tied up, but Liam Thomas with a penalty deep in added time decided the game for Carmarthen. So Coralili are currently sitting 5th in the league, and on Sunday they are away to Aberystwyth Town. Also, in the Vale Dinners Palace, they lost 2-3 at home to Penygroeg. Tay Watts and Ethan Davis with two quick goals. Kylan Erickson responded for Dinners Palace, but Joseph Rees levelled the game early in the second half. But Kieran Garland scored as the game was heading for a draw. And on Saturday, Dinners Palace are next home to AFC Wattstown. But Ely Rangers, they lost 3-0 at home to Tata Steel, and all the goals of this game were in the second half. Kevin Miller was first, followed by Patrick Fennell, and finally Williams. They sealed the victory for Tata Steel, and Ely Rangers, their next game is away to Port Talbot. And also Cardiff Airport were in action, and they unfortunately lost 5-0 to Cluddock. The first goal by Callum Leeworth. Then there was a Nathan Jones and Ben Scannell. Joshua Hobbs saw red just before half-time, but Callum Howard added to the misery, and Awa Rees with the final goal. So Cardiff Airport are currently sitting 7th in the league, and they've got an away trip to Taff's Well on Friday. Up next on the sports show, we're going to be having a look at how the Cardiff Devils got on in Elite Hockey League action, but we still got the Six Nations to talk to look forward to, or not look forward to, whatever your opinion of the game was. We're also going to be bringing you the fixtures for the domestic rugby league as the Six Nations takes a break this week, and the excitement we've got building in the studio as we're going to be talking to Daly from Barrytown United as we chat about the cup final that's taking place on the weekend here at Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Toaster not popping? Vacuum got a blockage? Bike gear slipping? Don't ditch them. Fix them at your local repair cafe in the Vale of Glamorgan. Whether it's your favourite jacket, shoes, lamp, toaster or bike, Repair Cafe Wales skilled volunteers could bring your items back to life for free. Save money by fixing and reduce waste for a greener Wales.
Search Climate Action Wales to find your nearest repair cafe.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Heading to the coast?
Get the latest tide times at broradio.fm/tides.
In partnership with the RNLI.
Do you know what's worth fighting for? When it
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the going to look at rugby, a little bit of the rugby now, and the Six Nations that took place on the weekend. But before we do that, there is no Six Nations action next weekend. It's a rest week for all the teams. But what I'm going to do is let you know about the domestic games that will be taking place in the Vale. So in Division 1 East Central, you've got Penarth and they're at home to Llanishan, and Barry away to Caerphilly. And in Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge, they're at home to Unisable. And in Division 3, you've got Llantwit Major, they're away to Penygroeg, and you've got Dinas Powys away to Llandaff. And in Division 5 East Central, Openarthians, they're at home to Cefncoed. And in the Women's Championship, you've got Openarthians and they're home to Whitland, and that's going to take place on Sunday. So, good to have a quick look back now at what happened at the stadium on Saturday. So, Wales were taking on Scotland, and it was a better performance. Unfortunately, it did end in a 23-26 loss to Wales, and they were 17-5 up at halftime, so it was a little bit disappointing. But I certainly learnt a lesson on that Saturday, and it was a schoolboy error by me, because my cousin is married to a Scottishman, and at half time the text message banter started towards him, and I think I was about 40 minutes too early to start that, so I got the barrage of it back afterwards. So top tip to me next time: wait for the game to finish before I start with the banter back and forth. But I do think it was, on the whole, it was a much better performance. I know Costello went off and it looked quite a serious injury on there, so I'm just hoping that everything's okay there, because for me, some people will say that the moment's changed on a couple of the decisions from the referee, and everyone has their own opinions on that, and you know, let's not make this all about the referee. But for me, one of the biggest things was when Costello went off. He looked like he was controlling the game quite well, and Wales were in the ascendancy when that was happening, and I think that was, for me, that was one of the turning points of the game. And then, you know, people will look at other incidents that took place during the match, but we hung it out there, and we were within about 4 minutes of beating Scotland, and I don't think we've come as close to beating anyone else in the Six Nations in the last couple of seasons. So for me, I think we should just take the positives. You can almost see a little bit more of what Steve Tandy was doing, and it was great. It was nice. It was quick ball running rugby, especially in the first half. The balls were being passed in front of players, so players were able to run onto it and certainly break the line. Rhys Carey for me had an immense game. Adam Wainwright also played really well, but you love him or loathe him, you cannot deny the ability of Finn Russell for Scotland, and I think he's just somebody who you may be able to keep quiet for 50 or 60 minutes, but the minute that you give him an inch, that's it, and he's a British and Irish Lion, and you know, I think he certainly makes the Scottish team tick. But so that was the you know, that was the overview. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I certainly think that it's there were signs of improvement there, certainly. But I think we then need to look to the next Six Nations game then, and that is going to be in a week's time, where we play Ireland, and we play Ireland away. And then the last game, the Super Saturday, is where we take on Italy. And I would, you know, with my glass half full, I think we might... If it was Ireland at home, I think we might give them, there might be a chance of a win there, but I think away, I think they may just be a bit too strong for Wales there. But I really do think that Italy at home, last game of the Six Nations, I really do think that could be a really interesting game and a good game to watch on there. And you know, we did get a losing bonus point, so at least we did pick something up in the last round of Six Nations games. So I'm just positive, as I think things are moving in the right direction for this Wales team. But the next track we've got here at Bro Radio, that's someone from our local music. And this is The Moment by Coracle Joe. And it's a new single from the South Wales-based folk duo.
This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. I'm outside looking in at what's still happening in the decaying world that we've existed in. I see no future for us lest we make a change. Time for a new beginning, time to rearrange. We must see sense to pause or we won't be around. Or you can tell the children that we've let the planet down. This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. We have to take our fate, go grab it with both hands, and spread the message of our problems across the lands. Reach out and shout the word to everyone alive that revolution must arrive if we are to survive. We have to live a life that's in tune with the world, or carry on the futile path of following the herd. This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. In tune with the world, or carry on the futile path of following the herd. This is the moment.
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 This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. We have to seize it while we can.
And that was The Moment by Coracle Joe. But next we're going to take a dip into the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on with their games over the weekend. And their first game they had was on Friday, where they took on the Belfast Giants, who were leading the Elite Hockey League. And unfortunately, it wasn't a good game there. So the Giants took the lead in the 26th minute, and then they also scored again in the 28th minute, and the Devils thought they were on for a comeback when Cohen Ofczewski made it 2-1 after scoring in the 37th minute. But Belfast held firm to their lead over Cardiff, and then that puts them 6 points at the top of the Elite Hockey League. And then the Devils on Sunday took on the Nottingham Panthers, and that game unfortunately didn't go the Devils' way either, and they did trail that game 3-0 going into the final period, with Matt Arfo and Matthew McNew on target for the Panthers. But late goals for Ryan Barrow and Cohen Ovchevsky gave the visitors some hope, and they did force overtime, during which neither side converted their chances. But the Panthers then dominated the shootout, with the Devils missing all three attempts at goal and the Panthers converting all four of theirs. So unfortunately, that was two losses for the Devils over the weekend. And what has that done for the Elite Hockey League? So the Devils have dropped a place now, so they're currently sitting third in the league, and they've played 41 games and they've got 57 points. The Sheffield Steelers sit one place above the Devils, and they've got they're also above them by 1 point, so they've got 58 points. The Belfast Giants, they've played 40 games, but they're sitting on a massive 64 points. So they're currently 7 points ahead of the Devils and 6 points ahead of Sheffield Steelers. And then the Nottingham Panthers, who also beat Cardiff, they're 1 point behind the Devils, but they've played one game less. So the top four, as I keep saying, all season is really tight between the Giants, the Steelers, the Devils and the Panthers. In fifth place, then, you've got Manchester Storm. Now, they're sitting on 49 points. Again, they've played one game less than the Devils, but there is an 8 point gap there. So I do think that the top four will be the top four. I don't know which order, but at this stage of the season, the Giants are certainly taking some big strides towards the league title. No pun intended there, actually. But they do have time to respond to this, the Devils. And on Saturday, they are at home to the Fife Flyers. And the Fife Flyers are currently at the bottom of the Elite Hockey League. And then on Sunday, they're away to the Sheffield Steelers. Now, as we said, the Steelers are 1 point and one place ahead of the Devils, playing the same number of games. So it is possible that the Devils, if the results go their way, they could then leapfrog the Steelers back up into second place and chasing the Giants down. But let's just hope that all that does go in the favour of the Devils. And that brings you up to date with what's been going on the Elite Hockey League. But still to come on Bro Radio, I sat down with Daley Chapman from Barrytown United to get excited and look towards the Nathaniel MG Cup final, which takes place on Saturday.
Bro Radio.
Barrytown United travel to the Dragonbet Stadium in Bridgend on Saturday the 28th of February for the MG Cup final. Back to town as they face the New Saints, with kick-off at 5:30pm. Coach travel is available from Jenner Park from £5 for kids or £10 for adults, with food and drink options available. Find out more by searching for Barrytown United online.
On the 4:45 train, just been shopping with the wife. First new clobber in years. Feeling confident in my new jacket. She said that's what everyone's wearing. Turns out, she wasn't kidding. Some handsome 20-year-old bloke walks into the carriage with exactly the same top and sits a few seats away. My wife cuddles into me and whispers, "It looks better on you." I tuck my tummy in and smile. Transport for Wales. Woven through Wales.
Setbacks. We've all had them. Losing weight and keeping it off isn't as simple as A to B. Life gets busy, motivation comes and goes, and that's okay, because setbacks aren't the end. They're the time to reset and refocus, so you can keep going and keep making progress. Over 100,000 others are already keeping their journey moving with tailored NHS advice. Join them today. Visit healthyweight.wales.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Pants and boots, think of her in bed, laying there just
love light shines like copper, but your work shoes are glistening. She's a PhD and I told you so. You've a knighthood and I'm not listening. She'll grab your Sandra Bullocks and slowly raise her knee. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me. Those lovely Sunday mornings with breakfast brought in bed, knitting needles trying to peck your head. Those birds will peck you so hard, throw away the key. Don't marry her, have me. And the kitchen's always tidy, and the bathroom's always clean. She's in the Roma ring, just hiding things. If I burst in low steam, and your socks smell of angels, but your life smells of green. Don't marry her. Shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And a little bit earlier today, I sat down and had a chat with Daley Chapman, who's the general manager and secretary of Barry Town United Football Club, as we started talking about a little bit about all things Barry, but about the excitement of their appearance in the upcoming Nathaniel MG Cup final. So I'm joined here with Daley Chapman. So he's the general manager and secretary of Barry Town United Football Club, and it's with great excitement that we've got a cup final for your Barry Town United taking place on Saturday. So Daley's come to sort of get me even more excited than I am about potentially getting some silverware for your team. So Daley, first of all, thank you for coming in and joining me.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
So what's it like? What's the excitement on the club like, first of all?
Really exciting for us as a club. It's our first cup final in a long time. So our last one was 2017, funnily enough, against the same team, the New Saints, in the same competition, the Nathaniel MG Cup, in which, you know, we weren't successful in bringing home the silverware on that occasion. However, this year, I think we're in an incredibly strong place to really go and challenge TNS in this cup final on Saturday, and the players are looking forward to it. The club is buzzing. There's a lot of excitement growing. The fans will be huge to the players on the pitch at the time, and yeah, we're really looking forward to get into a cup final, and it's not every year that happens, so I think you've got to make the most of the situation as well, and enjoy it regardless of the outcome, which is always hard to say, because everyone will be disappointed if you lose and everyone will be over the moon if we win, but I think you've just got to enjoy the occasion too.
And it is a neutral venue, but it's pretty close for the travelling fans for Barry Town as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's remarkable for our fans, and it's you know, we couldn't have asked for much more when it comes to a neutral venue, if I'm honest. You know, we've got buses that are sold out heading down there. You know, a few fans are going to use the local public houses, as we'll call them, before heading towards the stadium. And then a lot of people will utilise the clubhouse before making the 20-minute drive or the 20-minute train journey up the road to Bridgend to get themselves to the final. So, yeah, obviously, you know, the new Saints would have looked at that as not in their favour, but the neutral ground changes every year. Jenner Park hosted this cup final a couple of years ago, so it just happened to be that our luck, it was at Penabont, which is only 20 minutes down the road from us. So, yeah, it's a nice ground, it's a nice venue. I don't know what the players will say about the pitch. I don't know whether it's a pitch they like or don't like playing on, but in terms of a facility, it's quite nice down there.
And the new Saints, you've had some pretty close matches the last few seasons against them, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, so we drew earlier in the season to them 0-0, and we went down there a couple of weeks ago and we lost 1-0, so really close games. You know, considering they're the only professional side in our league and the rest of us are semi-professional, so to keep up with them and keep those games in close contact is a challenge, and it's really important that we're able to do that, especially in a big occasion like a cup final. But saying that and saying how impressive they are as a team, I back our lads all the way to go and put those to go and put the challenges in and put the challenge to the new Saints and go and take the game to them, because I know that they're more than able to do that. And you know, in recent years we've had more luck against the new Saints away from home than we have at Jenner Park. So you know, the fact that this is on a neutral venue, I genuinely think it is it's an even split of how this game could go. You'd always be seen as the underdogs whether you face the new Saints in a cup, in the league, at any stage. But you know, I think we're in a really strong position to go and put some goals in the back of the net and hopefully take the game to them.
Yeah, and also the one thing that's impressed me about the football team as well is sometimes, especially a week or so before, all the players can be thinking of that cup final. But they had a really important game on the weekend against Corniskey and a 90th minute winner. So that puts you within touching distance of third place in the league as well.
I think Saturday was incredibly important. We are two wins on the bounce, and to go into a cup final two wins on the bounce is incredible. You know, playing well in those games as well. You look at the last two games, Carnarvon away, we were exceptional. And I don't think Carnarvon really had a look in that game. And you know, I think their manager, his comments reflect how he thought their game went. So, you know, he thought that they were quite poor on the day and we were exceptional. So, you know, that was really important. And then you look at the Corniskey team we played on Saturday. Again, they struggle to create chances, but are an exceptional team and they're really strong. And we you know, deserved the win, if I'm honest. We stayed on top. We worked hard. You know, we kept pushing them, and eventually you get your reward in the 89th, 90th minute with that goal from Ollie Holbutt that puts us 1-0 up. So I think, you know, we're in a really good position. You know, we lost to Colwyn Bay at home the week before 1-0, which I think put a dampener on a lot of people's spirits, simply because going now towards the end of the season, you want to be in the highest position you can in the league to get those home games for the European playoffs. And obviously losing to Colwyn Bay when they're the place above you in the table sort of opened that gap to 4 points. But then to go and get 6 massive points against Carnarvon and Corniskey now means, like you said, we are within touching distance of third place, let alone fifth place. And yeah, I think the table's really even at the moment. Ourselves and Colwyn Bay are both on 36, I believe, or they might be on 37. I know that you know, the team above us, Carnarvon 37 and then Penabont on 40 points. So, like you said, it's really close. So, yeah, carrying that momentum into next week or into coming Saturday is really important for us as a team and as a club, and we're in a really good position.
And you said it, like everyone around the club's really excited about it, sort of the supporters, the players, the coaching staff. It's a slightly later kickoff to what you normally play, though. Is it? Do you think that's going to have any effect on the team?
I think that we get thrown a various amount of kickoffs in the league we are. In August, we had an awful lot of 12:30s because the league wanted to trial that. The standard time is 2:30. You know, we've been given 5:15 in Colwyn Bay before, where we won 4-1. When, you know, Bro Radio and myself didn't make it up to Colwyn Bay because we were down at the firework event. And then in the midweekers, you get the 7:45. So I don't think kickoff time will affect the game as such. Obviously, it won't affect the New Saints. They'll stay down overnight, you know, regardless of what time kickoff is. And I think the most important thing to me, and I know that when you speak to our head of football, Steve Jenkins, he'll reflect this, is that you treat this game as any other game. There's no need to go and change what you've been doing if you've been successful doing it this season, which we have, because we're scoring goals. You know, we probably could have scored quite a fair few more, but we're scoring goals and we're keeping balls out of our own net, with thanks to the you know, George Radcliffe in goal this season, Joe Thomas in the MG Cup, and the very, very solid defensive base that we've had. So yeah, I think the main thing is to not change what we've been doing. Nothing needs to be added or taken away, and we'll continue doing what we need to do. And obviously, like you said, it's really important that our fans are behind us on this day and behind the team. You know, and we've got a lot of our academy and grassroots kids going down to support the first team, which I think is equally as important. And hopefully that will make all the difference on the day when, you know, all the players see everyone there in yellow and blue, and that it's an overwash of yellow and blue rather than the sort of the green and white of TNS. And it sort of feels like a home game where possible.
And if anyone is listening to this and thinking, oh, I fancy a competitive game of live football, a cup final to watch, are there still tickets available?
Yeah, there's tickets still available. Obviously, as a club, we don't sanction those tickets now. That's all down to the Football Association of Wales. But we have got the link on our Instagram and on our other social medias. If you want to go and buy tickets, it's £8 for an adult to go and watch a cup final against two high-quality teams who have battled it out several times this season and are now going to battle it out again in a cup final. So I can promise everyone that it won't be boring. And it's definitely a game to get down to, and if you can't get down to it, it's on your telly as well, so tune in to S4C and watch Scorio and have the game on the box in front of you. I just think in whichever way you can support the town and you can back the town and back the yellow and blue of Barry Town is the way forward. You know, that's what we're here to do, and hopefully go and lift our first silverware since our Cymru South title about 3-4 years ago. I forgot when it was then for a moment, but you know, because that was the last time we had that silverware, and the Welsh Blood Service Cup regional and national, and we took 3 trophies home that season. So now it's time to go the next step and obviously win this MG Cup. And I think if you look at the season that Barry Town have had, or the last couple of seasons Barry Town have, we've been very much a mid-table team, which is, you know, really good considering some of the restrictions that are in place around the league, and you know, different clubs have different you know, funding allocated to their first team. So we do really well for what we've got, and you know, to look at it and go, we've got to a quarter final of a Welsh Cup, a final of an MG Cup, potential winners of a MG Cup, and then, you know, into the European playoffs. If we can go and win those as well and get ourselves to Europe, we've had a hell of a season on our hands, so we should be pretty darn proud of ourselves anyway. But now it's about going that additional step and trying to win this cup and have some shiny silverware in the middle of Jenner Park. But it does mean I will have to find a carpenter to build us a lovely, nice trophy stand so it can stand somewhere. But that'll be a worry after Saturday.
I'm sure you'll get many offers for that, and I can see sort of. I know you're just trying to bottle it a little bit, but when you're talking about it, I can sort of see the excitement. And I guess as a fan, like many people are, and you're a supporter, and I've been down Jenner Park years ago, and I know that you've been down there and sort of your yellow and blue all the way through. I think if you were to chop your arm off, it'd be yellow and blue daily. But I can see the excitement in you, and I think I think it's okay for fans to get excited about it, as long as let's take all the excitement and let's get all the playing staff excitement for them, and then they can get excited when they lift the trophy. And would you come back into to Brewery, your headquarters, with the trophy and let me have a photo taken with it?
if we win on Saturday and we have a Nathaniel MG Cup to bring home with us, I will bring it into Bro Radio and we'll all have photos of it. You know, I might speak to Cardiff Bus and just get my own open top bus to go through King Square or something down through Halton Road on my own. But no, we'll definitely bring it in. And yeah, like I said, the excitement's there. I you know, I've been in my role now just over 2-3 months as the general manager of the football club in that full-time position, but I've been club secretary since sort of last June, and like you said, I've been a fan for, you know, coming up to a decade now. So yeah, regardless of whether I was in this full-time position, whether I get paid or whether I'm a volunteer or a fan, I'll always be yellow and blue. So yeah, obviously you've got to be a bit more calmer in this role, and you know, because there's people around you, like you said, who have to stay calm and can't get as excited maybe as fans do, because there's still a job to do on Saturday. But we really look forward to going down there, and you know, like I said, you've got to enjoy the occasion as well, even if it doesn't go your way. If it goes your way, even better, but you've just got to enjoy the occasion and make sure you go down, you get your yellow and blue out, you know, you take your flags, your scarves, your hats, and really support the lads and back the town, essentially, and that's what we're all here to do.
So Daly, thank you for coming in to speak to me. Hopefully we definitely will have more chats more chats in the future on there, and for me, just send my best to the team, and good luck, and I'm going to be down there as well. On
you heading down?
I'm heading down there as well, so I'm going to be taking the atmosphere in as well.
Brilliant,
so thank you for coming in and chatting.
No worries, Daly. Appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that was Daly there from Ballytown United. As you can hear, the excitement is starting to pick up as the Nathaniel MG Cup final taking place. But if there's a story that you think I should be talking about here at Monday Night Sport, then what you need to do is get in touch with me by emailing sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. But up next for you on Bro Radio, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
Bro Radio.
Celebrate St. David's Day in Barry. Our weekend of award-winning family events starts on Saturday, February the 28th. From 10 till 3 in King's Square, we've an outdoor market filled with local Welsh traders selling fabulous food and craft, plus live music on stage from amazing local choirs and performers. There's fun and games in Central Park too, and the chance to meet some real dragons. The celebrations continue on the Sunday as the Daffodil Dash returns to Barry Island, and we've more live local music at the bandstand. Celebrate St. David's Day in Barry. For details, search Barry Town Council.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in pay-as-you-go gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
On FM,